And Randy Nagemeyer joins us on the telephone this morning, I guess live from our nation's capital. Yes?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I am. And good morning and Happy New Year to both of you.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Yeah, did you have a good holiday?
We did. You know, got to spend some family time, and we've had all of my grandkids together at one time, which Aww. Doesn't happen very often. So that was a real treat. So
fun.
Now we're back in the nation's capital and bracing ourselves for this Arctic blast that's about to descend on Washington sometime tonight. I understand maybe hitting Texas as well.
Oof. Yeah, I think we're probably colder here today or this morning than you are, do you think?
Well, we're above freezing here, so I don't know.
Oh, yes. You're yeah, warmer. Yeah. We're at like 10 here.
No, let's back up. We're at 7 right
now. 7 right now. Good.
Yeah, but some places in the area were at 2 and 3 degrees on the South Plains. So,
wow.
Anyway, Randy, basically what we're looking at is still trying to hammer out the details on the farm bill. How close are we to this? And are we still hung up on the SNAP program?
Well, yes and yes. I think we're getting a lot closer. You know, the staff worked a little bit during the break, and I'm hopeful that we'll possibly have another meeting this week and to determine how close we are. One of the things that now Tom and Laura is we're getting to the point now where we have to do something here pretty quick because the harvest for last year's crop is over. Farmers and ranchers are turning their attention to 2014. And what they're looking at right now is they don't have a farm policy, know what farm policy is going to be for 2014. So I'm hopeful that the next week that we'll see some progress. One of the things that's kind of being talked about a little bit, and we'll see if that how much legs that has, is, you know, possibly tying the farm bill and a provision for the extension of the unemployment benefits together. The reason that they're doing that would be that the farm bill provides some savings, and that could be used, that savings, some people are saying, could be used to offset the cost of extending the unemployment benefits. So, as you know, in Washington, you know, when you start getting around a period where there becomes a crisis or a need to really pass something quickly, makes for strange bedfellows.
Yeah, that just seems like tying those two things together just, you know, makes it worse and convolutes the situation and just creates more complications. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, and I don't think it's good policy to do that. When you start taking pieces of policy and trying to join together to lure people to vote for something that they might not have ordinarily vote for had it be separate. And so I think these issues ought to be taken separately, and that's the proper way to do it. But, as you know, this is Washington, D.C., and sometimes, things don't always go as they should. And so I'll be watching this very closely. My primary goal here is to get a five-year farm bill. We need to do that sooner rather than later. We should have already done it. The unemployment benefits is a different issue, and we need to take that issue and address it separately.
Yeah, it's kind of, Laura, it kind of seems to me when that happens, it's kind of like saying, okay, you know, because, you know, your brother or your sister did X, Y, or Z, we're not going to be doing this. And it's, you know, we're basing one thing off another. You know what I mean? Does that seem, you know, it just doesn't seem right to me. Congressman, if you'll hang with us, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. 7:43 and 7 degrees. Good morning. It's 7 degrees with Collins and Mack. Lubbock's First News on Monday. Congressman Randy Nagemeyer joins us. Welcome back to the program and Happy New Year to you.
Good to be back.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, of course, budget and spending is, well, we got a lot of front burners going right now. There's a lot of things we need to accomplish. But
there are.
Where are we on the spending bill, and as you see it, you know, what's at stake, and what are the pawns in the situation at hand?
Well, you know, right before the holidays, the House and the Senate agreed to a a budget number, and it was an increase over what was previously had been agreed on with the Budget Control Act, and so it was going to increase spending. And so a new number was agreed to between the House and the Senate. And so during the holiday period, staff has been putting together a spending bill that would cover spending for the rest of the year to September 30th. Unfortunately, we won't get to debate these bills individually. It will be what we call an omnibus. So it's just wrapping up all of the appropriation bills into one big spending bill and trying to agree to that spending bill by January 15th, which is when the CR expires. And so I expect as early as this week, we could be putting that bill on the floor to avoid, some pressure of the January 15th of the expiration of the CR. It'll be interesting to see what's in that bill. This is really not the right way to do it. We should do it in regular order. We should take each one of these bills individually. But when we can't get the Senate to pass any of them, it was, put some pressure point. That's how we got into the CR. So, lots at stake here. This is going to be a $1 trillion spending bill. Got a lot of policy that will be left out of that bill. It should be in that bill. But everybody's trying to avoid any kind of a crisis on January the 15th.
Well, fact of the matter is the crisis that we're looking at looming on January the 15th, if something's not settled like this week, it's going to expire, and we're going to be right back in the same situation. But when we kicked this can down the road this last year, we kind of figured my idea was, is okay, we're going to be right back where we were months ago on January 15th.
You're exactly right. And what happens is when it's like in any situation, when somebody's not doing their job, when Congress is not doing its job, there are consequences to that. And there's a job to be done, and you can postpone it. But eventually, it's like there's a pile of wood out there. Somebody's got to chop that firewood. But we keep deciding to we'll chop that wood later, chop it later. Here we are back January the 15th. And if we don't do a spending bill, we're right back where we were, back in the fall.
This is the way I kind of feel, because, there is big time gridlock in Congress. And, I'm really thinking that the 14 elections are probably going to be a mandate on, which way that the vote is going to go. Because if people aren't happy with, the American people have to choose. When you get into a lame duck kind of a Congress like this, it's going to come down to voter referendum, don't you think?
I do, and I think you're going to see, we've got about 11 months to the November elections, and what you're going to see, I think, on both sides of the aisle, is that the Republicans continue to focus on the lack of popularity of Obamacare and how this administration, is putting out all of these regulations. The Democrats are going to be saying that the Republicans are always, they don't care about the middle class. And so I think what you're going to see is this bantering as each one of these issues, important issues come up. Obviously everybody is going to be posturing, for the November elections.
Right. Hey, Randy, hang loose. We'll be right back. 7:50. 7:55 with Collins Mack on Monday. Randy Nagebauer back on the line with us from Washington, D.C. Course session starts on Tuesday. And right in the middle of all this stuff, Randy, we got a couple of lawsuits happening with the NSA and the Affordable Care Act. Now, the implications for NSA, that's pretty self-explanatory, but the Affordable Care Act stuff is a little more convoluted. But basically, the way that I see it, the Affordable Care Act is a law that was passed, and exceptions have been made that don't fulfill the coverage requirements, and that's what the ballyhoo is about.
It is, and I think we've seen a number of these lawsuits where people feel like that their religious freedoms were being infringed upon, the fact that we're the administration is kind of picking winners and losers, and taking a very complicated piece of legislation and making it even more complicated and giving all of these waivers. And so what a lot of people have done is they've taken to the court system to challenge the president's, one, his authority to do that, and secondly, to question the constitutionality of a lot of these provisions.
I know that some of the insurance plans that have been made available with the, I guess to be like kind of like a bridge until they gather more enrollment figures to make this thing work, and they're trying to get, you know, offer catastrophic coverage. But I thought the goal was to get everybody a level playing field and get everybody covered to the hilt.
Well, it was the go, and what they're finding, though, is that the coverages for a lot of folks, Tom, unfortunately, is becoming unaffordable. And this is, you know, the title of this bill was the Affordable Care Act, and what we're finding is a lot of people getting huge premium increases. They're not able to afford it, and so they're not going to do that. So in order for this big scheme to work, you had to have all of these young, healthy people coming into the system, you know, to pay for the care for people that are older and with, you know, more health issues. And it's just not panning out. And obviously the whole scheme for the president was to have a single payer system in this country. The Obamacare was the beginning process of that. And, you know, all we have to do is kind of look across the pond at Europe, and they're all laughing at the U.S. over there, saying, I can't believe that the U.S. is copying our system, because our system is broken.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of the challenges, and we'll see how that shakes out. But again, I think what this is going to come down to is maybe a voter referendum for 2014.
I think it'll be a big issue in 2014, no question about it.
All right. Hey, Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll have a prosperous session, okay?
You bet. Thank you, Tom, and y'all have a great week.
You too.